promise you.
Okay. Hi. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt anybody. I wasn't really intending on speaking today. Okay, well, hi, right, sorry, I'll stand. Hi, my name is Veronica, and I am a sex addict. Hi, thanks. I'm sorry, I honestly don't know, like, what to do. I've only ever been to this, like, twice. Okay, I guess I'm here because my addiction has sort of taken over my life. I have a friend who is an addiction counselor, and she and I were talking, and she casually mentioned that, you know, an addiction is an addiction once it affects more than more than 2 out of the 5, like, major areas of your life. And I guess that's, like, a clinical way of looking at it, and I'm sure there's, like, 500 other ways of determining if you're addicted to something, but sorry, I ramble, and I talk really fast when I'm nervous. Anyway, she said that, and we talked about the 5 major areas of your life, you know, like, financially and at work, socially, so with your friends and family, and I forget the other ones off the top of my head, but I pretty much realized that my addiction, well, it was affecting me in all of the areas of my life. I don't want to be too vulgar. No such thing as too vulgar. Okay, well, essentially I'm not so much addicted to sex, per se. It's more, I'm addicted to cock. Okay, when I was 18, I started dating this guy, and we stayed together for 3 years, and he was my first everything, and that was awesome, and he was fine, and everything was fine, and his I don't want to be rude, but, his dick, I guess, was, yeah, it was fine. It was kind of small, but it was the only one I had ever experienced, so I was okay with it, and I never thought any less of him. I loved him, I loved it. When we broke up, I was devastated, I guess, emotionally, and the only way I knew how to cope, was by, well, like, finding somebody to have that sort of intimate connection with, being with the same person for 3 years, and being reassured by and comforted by that same person. It's hard to not have that person anymore, so... Yeah, I just ended up looking, you know, the expression, looking for love in all the wrong places. I'm sorry, so, I'm sure you have all heard of Tinder. Oh no? Okay, for those of you who haven't, it's a, I guess, technically a dating app. It's more like a hookup app. It shows you profiles of people who live, you know, within a certain distance of you, and their pictures, and you can swipe to decide, like, if you think they're attractive, and if you don't, you swipe right if they are, whatever. And if you swipe to it, like, that you're attracted to them, and they do the same with you, it connects the two of you, and you're able to message each other. It's supposed to be a dating app. Most people, you know, you're just seeing pictures of people. You hardly get to know them on Tinder. You're looking at people, and it's meat. You're... looking at that girl and she's skinny and she's got big tits and she's got long blonde hair and you're thinking, I want to get my fucking cock in that. So, sorry. So you swipe right and she swipes right and you meet up and you have sex. I don't know too many people who have been on Tinder and not just had sex. Anyways, I'm so sorry. So I ended up going on a slew of Tinder dates. And I sort of ended up being a little bit slutty, a little bit promiscuous, very short period of time. I went from having sex with only that one person to about 13 or 14. And somewhere along the way, I hooked up with a guy who had a really big cock. And at first, I was thinking, like, oh, fuck me, this isn't gonna fit, and this is just gonna hurt, this is gonna be miserable. But how do you tell the guy, like, hey, Alan, I'm sorry that you came all this way, but my vagina is too small for you, and I can't handle this? You don't, so you suck it up, like I did. Literally and figuratively, started by sucking his cock. And at that point, I was just too fucking horny, anyways, and I begged him to fuck me, and oh my God. It felt fucking amazing. I already have an addictive personality. I play fucking World of Warcraft and League of Legends as if they are my second jobs. I have done drugs in the past and have felt as though life is not nearly as good without them, and that's all fine. Oh, sorry. I guess it's just the heat. Oh, okay. Anyways, and that's all fine and that's good, but with this, everything else, I've always been able to maintain, my personal life around everything else. And with this, he fucking railed me. He didn't even really give me a chance to adjust. He just thrust his cock deep. Deep inside of my very fucking tight pussy, and it felt so good. Having that mix of pain and pleasure was so overwhelming. We probably fucked for over an hour, and I was so fucking sore, but oh, it felt so good. And he was not the last person that I have hooked up with, but he was by far the best. And I have spent such a long time trying to find a guy with a cock as fucking thick and big as his was. And oh, I have fucked so many people since then just looking to get that same sort of pleasure. I fucking love it. I love the feeling of being stretched open, of it hurting, but being so goddamn overwhelmingly good. Being filled and stretched and worked into and just pounded relentlessly. It's my favorite thing in the world. Oh, wrapping my legs around their waist. Digging my nails into their back, screaming, oh my God, begging for them to go harder, for them to go deeper. I think about it 24/7. It's all I fucking want. I'm at work and I'm on my phone on Tinder and I'm on other hookup apps and I'm talking to people and I'm trying to get to people through people and I'm on fucking subreddits and I'm just fucking horny 24/7. I'm at home and I'm doing this. I'm out with friends and I'm eyeing men up at the bar and I'm imagining how fucking thick and big their cocks are and how badly I want to see them get nice and hard for me. And I should be out with my friends enjoying the night on the town, us girls just hanging out together. But instead, I can't drag my eyes away from their laps, their tight jeans, their slacks, their fucking trousers. I just can't look away. I am obsessed by every definition of the word. It's all I fucking think about. I love rubbing and sucking a man's cock. I love seeing it soft and taking it in my hand and into my mouth, gently sucking on it, rubbing it slowly, hearing his breath catch as I get him harder and harder, and feeling it just get thicker and bigger in my mouth, all because I'm just fucking touching him and sucking him. Oh, I have gone days where I've barely left my bedroom and I've done nothing but get fucking railed over and over. It's all I fucking want is to be fucked and treated like a goddamn slut and just get those fucking thick, beautiful cocks inside of me. I honestly fucking love it. I'm so unbelievably just, I can't. Are you sure? I feel like I need to stop. Okay, I love them. I love cock. I love dick. I love getting fucked. I love sucking, pulling, tugging. I love it. Every little bit of it. I just can't picture my life without it. I want to get fucked every single day. If I don't get fucked, I at least want to suck a cock. I want to swallow a nice big load of hot, sticky cum. It's embarrassing. I could stare at a man's cock and just watch him get hard slowly, quickly. It doesn't matter to me. Just seeing it go from soft to, what do you guys call it? A semi? Watching him get a semi, I suppose, and then just, you know, providing a little bit of inspiration, maybe pushing my tits together or sticking my ass out a little bit, just enough to get him from that semi to nice and hard. Watching, the more we relent, the more we keep each other at bay, just watching him get harder and harder, and watching, you know, you see it, you can tell when he wants to fucking come, when he wants to be touched. You can tell that the blood is just rushing to his cock, the way the head swells and the veins bulge. I love it. I fucking love it. Oh my god. I fucking dream about it. I think about it 24/7, and I've had sex with so fucking many people that I could pass somebody on the street and I wouldn't even know. I remember the cocks. I remember the fat, thick, big, small, whatever. I remember the fucking cocks. That's what's important to me. God. Sorry. Anyways, I need to wrap this up. I'm here because I've nearly lost my job and I can't maintain a normal relationship because no matter how much I love the man that I'm with, I'm always looking for more, for different. I'm here because I didn't know where else to go, and because I am irrefutably, absolutely fucking overwhelmed with my obsession for a nice cock.